Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to start a new series, and the next few days and weeks we'll be teaching on the good fight of faith. If you want to know what is required to walk and fight this good fight of faith that Paul was talking to Timothy about, just stay with us and listen, and we will tell you and teach you how this thing works. At the end of the program, you'll hear some numbers of how to get this teaching free in its entirety.
So I said, I've learned this in the Word of God and by direct revelation from the King. And so I said, I am not giving up. I am not going to the doctor. I'm going to drive this thing out. Now I'm fighting the fight of faith. I'm believing these promises. The third day, the fourth day, the fourth morning going to work, I get so violent. I said, Devil, what is it you don't understand about this book? I said, this book clearly says I have all power over you, and you must be subject to me in the name of Jesus. I said, so in Jesus' name, Satan, I demand that you come out of me and you go to the pit of hell and never re-enter me. In Jesus' name. And I screamed at the top of my lungs. And then I realized I reached over and hit the dash of my pickup as hard as I could. I said, go in Jesus' name. And instantly I was healed. Instantly I was healed. And then I sat back in my pickup and I was startled because I had never experienced anything like this. And my head was totally dry, totally wide open, headache totally gone. The demon left. I drove him out. And I'm sitting there, wow, Lord, this is awesome. And all of a sudden, in great big bold black letters, it looked like it was in the clouds. I know it was in the Spirit. He showed me this. I said, Lord, Matthew 11:12. I have read that verse 100 times and never had a clue what that verse meant until right now. That verse says, since the coming of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven, which is in us, has suffered violence. Who do we suffer violence from? The devil. But he said, the violent take it by force. Right then I realized, it became a revelation to me right there. Now I know why Smith Wigglesworth used to take people that would come in on their deathbeds, and he wouldn't even pray over him. He'd just come up and roll his hand around a couple times and hit him in the stomach. And the legs would flop out and the arms would flop out. And the doctors that would bring him in there say, you fool, you killed him. He said, no, he's healed. And the man would get up and start running around the place. What did you do to him? He said, I just kicked the devil out of him. That's what I did.
Amen.
See, when you get a hold of who it is that's killing you, who it is that's causing your problem, you'll never take sickness and disease laying down again. You'll get rough with the devil. You'll drive him out. You'll realize that when a tumor or anything comes upon you, if you can't seem to rebuke it and get it out after you know you got all your sins confessed, if you got a tumor come up on your arm, your stomach, or whatever, and you can't get it out, then get violent with it. Reach up and say, Devil, you ain't doing this to me in the name of Jesus. Punch yourself right there where it's at. Drive it out. Say, you're not staying. I have authority over you, and you ain't staying. I've come to realize the devil don't like pain. He likes to put pain on us, but he don't like for us to put it on him. And I now realize why that many times, just like the other day, a man was telling me, there's a woman came into his service, and he's a great man of faith, and said she, her arms were all knotted up with arthritis. Couldn't open them. And he come in and he said, she said, I want you to pray for me. So he prayed for him, rebuked the enemy, commanded the enemy, which is Satan and his host of demons, to get his hands off of the woman. He said, now, ma'am, move your arm. And she said, sir, I can't move my arms. He said, I just reached down and grabbed her arm and just and said, I heard bones snap and crack and everything. He said, another pastor said, oh my God, lost it. And said, the woman says, I will. Her arm was totally free. Totally free. Now, what was he doing? He was taking away by force with the Word of God and a demonstration of actually moving that woman's arm and forcing those demons to leave her arm. And when he did, they left. And she was completely healed. He told us that himself the other night. Wendell and I both were there. We heard him tell that. He said, the other pastor was right behind me. He said, whenever I reached down and jerked that arm out, it went cracking and snapping and everything. He said, oh, my God. Oh, Lord, I thought we were going to be saved. But then when the woman began to move by herself, began to say, praise God, I'm healed. He thought, whoops, a different deal now. And see, that's fighting the fight of faith. If Jesus came to this earth and defeated the devil and stripped him of all of his power and armament, why should we let the devil beat up on us? We shouldn't. That's just like Irene, her precious little son, Cody, a few months ago, whenever the devil come up on Irene and began to, on her side or leg or wherever it was, put those big old boils on her, and whenever the second one came up on, she's going to call the doctor and make an appointment. Well, Cody, you know, he'd been here last November a year ago and got healed. And so he now knows that he has power over the demons. And he knows that we all have power over demons as Christians. So he asked his mama a simple question. Mama, why did you call the doctor? Well, son, look at this. Mama, don't you remember we have authority over those things in Jesus' name? Well, obviously, he got more than Mama did at the healing school. Praise the King. So little Cody goes up 6 years old, lays his hands on his mama, and rebukes the devil and commands the devil to get his hands off of his mama. And said, now, Mama, you're healed in Jesus' name. She said within 1 hour, those boils were half the size. She called, canceled the doctor's appointment. The next morning, she woke up, they're both totally gone. Isn't it awesome what a little six-year-old can do? Awesome to have a wonderful little son like that, isn't it? It's awesome. But that little Cody, that he did that. He saw himself healed November a year ago. So he believes God. And well, we can raise up a group of young men that's 6, 7, 8 years old to walk into school. And when these young people coming in here with these demons because they've been watching Harry Potter and casting spells and everything else, and one of these six-year-old boys walks in and says, I know what's wrong here. The devil's here. And I got a thought over it. He starts casting devils out of that place in the name of Jesus. We're going to see some mighty... And God's going to raise up that standard. He's going to raise... God never leaves himself without a standard above the devil. But when that devil does all these things and all these Harry Potter books and all these spells these kids are calling upon themselves and all these demons, God's going to raise up a group of young men and women that's going to walk through these schools in the power of the Spirit, and we're going to see a battle that's going to rage here. It's already beginning, but we're going to see a battle raging, and you're going to see mighty signs and miracles and wonders that you've never seen in your life. And some of these little kids are going to leave some of us older people far behind because they're going to believe what's written in this book. And they're going to fight the fight of faith that's going to be beyond anything that most of us have ever seen. Praise the King. That's all I got to say. Praise the King. Now then, in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, 14, and 15, being redeemed from the curse, it takes another step to be redeemed from the curse. It says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. How do you do it? Through faith. Everything is fighting the fight of faith. Now then, when you voice the Word of God that I'm redeemed from the curse, whatever the curses were, and I can assure you, every one of us is under a curse. Just like Louise's dad, since he was a Mason. I mean, it is absolutely amazing that the men today that are in church that go to the Masonic Lodge or the women that go to the Eastern Star or the Rainbow Girls or all these little organizations, you never check them out. I mean, I do not understand how a man can take an oath. I don't understand how a grown adult male man that can go into an organization and when he walks in to be brought into this thing, they half-dress him, put a blindfold on him, and lead him in with a little rope around his neck or whatever, depending on the lodge. And when he comes in, they say, who goes there? And he says, I am a blind, profane candidate seeking the hidden secrets of the universe. Well, if you're a child of God, you shouldn't be blind. You shouldn't be profane. And you shouldn't be seeking the hidden secrets of the universe. You ought to know what they are. They're written right there in that book. And then whenever you go on a little further, when you go to this step called the ritual of Hiram Abiff, I do not understand how a man, a grown man that's a Christian, can become a worshipful grandmaster in a lodge, and a man can come up and you can lean over and whisper in his ear one of these two names, Mahabom or Jabulon, and tell him that's a secret name of God. If you're a Christian, did you ever find those two names anywhere in God's Word?
No.
I never found them in there. So I don't know how the devil can deceive a man that's a Christian to make that statement. And then tell the man you're to never give these names ever again under no conditions. And so the man starts around the room. Now this to me, this is a bunch of kid games to me, but it's very serious to the devil and to God. A man starts around the room, and every man that's already a lodge member that already knows that name, these men all grab him, begin to shake him, say, give me the secret name of God. And he refuses. He goes all the way around the lodge, depending on whether it's 10, 20, or 50, or 100 guys, whatever is there. And when he gets to the far end, they've all asked him to give that name, and he refuses. And then the last one takes a big hammer and symbolically kills him and knocks him down, and he falls dead on the ground. Then the worshipful grandmaster comes over and straddles him and lays a white apron across his middle, a lambskin, white and pure, and says something like this, now because you have refused to give the secret name of God, you're now worthy to wear this white lambskin, you're now worthy to be resurrected from the dead and to sit with the great architect of the universe. And he symbolically raises him from the dead. Now then, it doesn't make any difference if that man was a Christian, if he was a Buddhist, if he was a Hindu, or whatever he was. According to their rules, when you raise him from the dead, he's now worthy to sit with the great architect of the universe. And you know who those men think they're talking about? They think they're talking about God, the Heavenly Father. And you know who they're talking about? Satan. In the lodge, written in their books, it says clearly, you will never use the name of Jesus in the lodge. Never. What does that tell you? It's written in their handbooks. I've read them. I'm not telling you something I don't know for fact.
We're going to have to stop right there today on the teaching, but we'll start there again tomorrow. We invite you to join us again tomorrow to hear the continuation of the Good Fight of Faith. If you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would contact our ministry center at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or go to the web at www.tlsm.org, www.tlsm.org. And there you can order these teachings as well as many other teachings free and postpaid. We would love to send them to you free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, He is God and Lord of all. And we praise Him and thank Him for the privilege to teach His Word.